Police are publicly exchanging messages with someone who's contacted them about the case of the D.C. area sniper. Today, authorities linked the weekend shooting of a man outside Richmond, Virginia, as the gunman's 12th victim, and continued their cryptic messages to someone who left a note near the site of that shooting. At the same time, the investigation appeared to take a detour with a dramatic arrest of two men outside Richmond. Now it appears that they may simply have been in the wrong place at the wrong time. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Today, the flurry of activity surrounding the sniper investigation all became focused on a single phone booth located next to an Exxon gas station in Richmond. Witnesses say heavily armed police rushed a white Plymouth Voyager van parked at that phone booth. Don Nielsen works in the service department of a nearby Oldsmobile dealer.
They went up the hill three abreast with their guns on their shoulders, pointing at the back of this van. One of the officers went to open the van. That officer let his gun come back to like the sling position. The other two kept their guns pointed into the vehicle. He reached in and pulled a guy out of the van in 2 seconds.
Police made another arrest somewhere nearby. The two men were taken in for questioning, but police would not say just why. This is all the detail that was provided by Colonel Stuart Cook of the Hanover County Sheriff's Department.
This morning at approximately 8:35 a.m., two male subjects were taken into custody by the members of the Richmond Area Task Force at Perham Road and Broad Street, which is basically right behind us. Those two individuals are being questioned at this time.
Cook never called the men suspects, and now wire services report the two men are illegal immigrants who now face deportation proceedings, but no charges related to the sniper. The arrest comes amid a string of mysterious messages from police. The head of the investigation, Charles Moose of the Montgomery County Police, sent the first communication yesterday. He asked the media to tell some unknown person that police had received the person's message. Police wanted to communicate with this person, he said. Moose embellished that riddle today.
Just want to ask the indulgence of the media that the message that needs to be delivered is that we are going to respond to a message that we have received. We will respond later. We are preparing our response at this time.
Moose later said that first message had been garbled, and he asked the person to send the message again. Some news reports indicated that Moose is referring to an actual note left at the scene of the last shooting outside a restaurant in Ashland, Virginia, Saturday night. CNN cited unnamed sources as saying someone had called the police tip line and told police where to find that note. The note, according to CNN's source, may have contained a demand for money. Other news reports lean toward the idea that the note came from the shooter. Take your pick. Either way, one of these scenarios may have brought police to that phone booth this morning where those arrests took place. The net result was more fear and uncertainty for yet another community. Four school systems in the Richmond area were closed today, a response largely to parental concerns about kids' safety. David Mugford owns that Oldsmobile dealership.
I made a decision my kids weren't going to school today. I've got an 8-year-old girl and an 11-year-old boy, and I'm scared to death even walking out in public.
In a day full of strange happenings, Colonel Stuart Cook did resolve one mystery about Saturday night's victim.
We can and do confirm at this time that the ballistics evidence recovered during our investigation has been matched with the other shooting cases.
Doctors expect the still unidentified victim will face more surgery and a long recovery, but they believe he will be the third person to survive a sniper attack. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.